It's a project in LA County that is geared towards the homeless population, specifically families in Skid Row. I'm a nurse manager at LA County Department of Health, and this is one of the projects that I manage. Okay. A co-author of mine is Roberto Avitia. He's the supervisor for this project. I'm supposed to say, right, that I have no relationships to this close with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. Okay. By the end of this presentation, I'm hoping to meet three objectives, and that is you, the audience, would be able to identify three barriers to healthcare services, discuss the benefits of working with a multi-departmental, multidisciplinary team to meet the needs of homeless families, and articulate at least two benefits of working with community-based organizations. First, let's talk about the homeless numbers in Los Angeles County. At any given time, any given night, there's approximately 73,700 homeless individuals in Los Angeles County, and about 40,000 of them are in the city of Los Angeles. Over 5,000 are in Skid Row. So that makes the greatest concentration of homeless in any geographical location in Los Angeles. 24% of the homeless population were found living in families that includes at least one child. And 82% of the homeless families were unsheltered, which means that they live in streets, alleys, encampments, overpasses, doorways, tents, uncovered garages, sheds, and the like. This is one area of Skid Row, and these are some of the boxes that the homeless make, put together so it's a place for them to sleep. Others are more fortunate, and they actually have tents to sleep in instead of boxes. Now, what is Skid Row? It's a 50-block radius in the east side of downtown Los Angeles, and people call it, it's commonly known as Skid Row, but some people refer to it as Central City East. There's an array of services for the homeless available in this particular area, and it includes social services, health and mental health services, substance abuse programs, and shelters. So there are a lot of resources compared to the other areas in LA County for the homeless population. And that's why a lot of the people within LA County that are homeless, they go to the Skid Row because they hear that there's a lot of resources available there. There's also people from outside of the county who come to the Skid Row area, and we've heard some of them are even from different states, and they come because they think that they'll get more resources. Just to give you an example, Midnight Mission is one of the larger shelters in the Skid Row area, and they serve 12,000 meals each day, and that's only one of the providers. There are several food providers in the area as well. So this is a map of downtown LA, and those are the boundaries of Skid Row. And right there, it just shows the major social service providers. So what does healthcare look like for the homeless population? Approximately 48% of our homeless use the hospital emergency rooms as a primary source of healthcare. About 53% of them have been to the emergency room at least once within a one-year period, and 22% of them report a need for medical attention but admit that they're unable to receive it while they are homeless. So, if, as I mentioned, there are services there, including healthcare services within the Skid Row area. So why are they not being accessed? And these are some of the barriers that the homeless population faces. That's why they're unable to access. First is healthcare is not a priority for them. They're really worried about meeting their basic needs, which is shelter and food. So they don't think about healthcare most of the time. Some of them lack knowledge on available resources. they don't know what's available within that area and outside that area as well. Some of them, a lot of them actually have mental health issues and substance abuse problems, so they don't even have the mental capacity to seek health care or for follow-up on health care services. As I said in the earlier slide, about 48% of them use the emergency room as their primary source of health care, so a lot of them don't have health care, primary care providers. And transportation is also an issue, although there are clinics within Skid Row. A lot of people, maybe because of disability or the distance, are unable to walk to the site or to the clinics. I'm going to talk about a special team that was established in Los Angeles County in 2005, and it's called the Skid Row Assessment Team. This team was actually established because a child died in Skid Row. So our Board of Supervisors had mandated a bunch of LA County departments to get together to ensure that the children in Skid Row are safe. Actually, what they want is to remove every child that is identified in Skid Row, because as you all know, Skid Row is not an appropriate place for a child to be. The Skid Row Assessment Team consists of the Department of Children and Family Services, Department of Public Social Services, Department of Mental Health, and Department of Public Health. Public Health was subsequently added. We weren't part of the team when at its inception, but a few months after, they immediately recognized that Public Health needed to be at the table. Just an example of the types of people that we serve. There's three main goals for the Skid Row Assessment Team, or I refer to it as SRAT. First is to ensure child and family safety, provide preventive and supportive services, and also to assist families in acquiring permanent housing. There's three teams within the Skid Row Assessment Team. Two of the teams are housed in Midnight Mission and another in the Union Rescue Mission. These two shelters are those that accept children, so that's why the team is housed there. And there's a roving team that walk or drive the streets of Skid Row in efforts to identify children that were missed at the shelter, or those that don't even go to the shelter, they're just at the streets, in the streets. Once families are identified, the team offers screening and services. The families that are encountered are jointly assessed by the team. All the departments are there, and they ask their questions together. The families are then linked to social health, mental health, and housing services, and they're assisted to develop a family service plan, which addresses the needs of the family, identifies the tasks to be completed by the family in order to obtain emergency housing, transitional housing, and/or permanent housing. It's just some of our families. I'm going to talk about the individual, you know, the roles of the specific departments. DCFS is the lead agency, and this is because, you know, the team, again, was formed after a death of a child. So they're responsible for the coordinated efforts of SRAT. They assure the development of a coordinated service plan for each of the homeless families. They ensure child safety in a high-risk environment. They actually provide ongoing assessment of child abuse and neglect issues, and if necessary, they call Child Protective Services. They also conduct family evaluations to see if any of the families are eligible for any of these support services. DPSS, they have eligibility workers, and they assess families for homeless services and benefits. They work with the local shelters in the area to link families. They contact LASA, which is the LA County LA Housing Service Authority, for emergency shelter vouchers for those families that are not eligible or for those who have exhausted their homeless benefits. They also have homeless case managers that assess family strengths, and based on this, tell them what types of options they have with regards to housing. And they hand out general relief cards to those individuals that are not eligible for the program. The types of clients that the team provides interventions for are just families that have children. So if they don't have children, they're referred out to other types of services. Department of Mental Health, their psychiatric social workers conduct risk assessments, and they assess family for mental health needs. If they identify that there's mental health issues, then they provide assertive engagement and follow-up for these families. And as with the other departments in the team, they assess clients for supportive and housing services. Department of Public Health, we actually have two full-time public health nurses dedicated to this project and a supervising PHN that works for this project half-time. The PHNs conduct initial health screening for all of the families, and they encourage follow-up for chronic conditions as well as preventive health screenings. They provide lots and lots of healthcare referrals. For example, if the clients, they've identified that the clients have chronic conditions, they refer them to clinics and specialty clinics if needed, and they even make appointments themselves. For the children, they check their immunization records, and if they're not up to date with their immunization records, then they make appointments for the children to go to our health center to receive free immunization. And we provide consultation, mostly about health-related issues, to other participating agencies, and because we're there in the missions or the shelters, so they come to us for healthcare consultation with regards to their other patients. Every day, the team does a case review of the families, and they talk about the families that they encountered the day prior. They discuss housing options, family strengths, concerns, and needs. They construct a family coordinated service plan, and they also discuss the progress of the families that have been serviced by this team. They track the families for up to 45 days after they leave Skid Row. Now I'm going to talk about the special project that the team had, and it's called the Skid Row Demonstration Project. This was initiated in 2007, and Los Angeles County had contracted with Beyond Shelter. They are providing funding for 300 families, and that's the families are referred to Beyond Shelter to voucher families out of Skid Row to enroll them into the Housing First program and ultimately move the families into permanent housing. In addition to case management, Beyond Shelter works with families to secure both temporary and permanent housing, mostly through the Section 8 vouchers. So once the families are referred to Beyond Shelter, Beyond Shelter works with them for at least a year. 300 families were identified by the team within a six-month period, and I'm happy to report that approximately 220 of those families are now in permanent housing. Since we've done, the 300 families, this is just for this specific project, our team still does assessments, and we still have the other families. They can't be referred to Beyond Shelter, but they're referred to other housing locators. Let's talk about the benefits of working with a multi-departmental, multidisciplinary team. The joint assessments, it's very good for the clients to have all these departments make a joint assessment because they don't have to repeat the information over and over. Some of the demographics or like the history are the same. And so since the team members are all there, they can just say it one time and the other team members can ask their questions. For health and mental health, sometimes we have to do extra the other members leave because of confidentiality issues. Public health and mental health have a section in the end, but they don't repeat the questions. It's specific to health and mental health. There's collaborative care. Again, it's very evident in the daily case reviews that the team does. Continuity of care. Again, I told you that that the patients are tracked up to 45 days after they leave Skid Row. It's like a one-stop referral because all the departments are there. If they have health issues, mental health issues, we can you know, refer them, hook them up with the services. And again, the basic needs are met, which is good. Sometimes when we try to make assessments, health assessments, their health is not their priority, but because the other departments are there to ensure that they have housing and shelter, they're more apt to respond to follow up on their health care and the referrals that we give them. There's also benefits to working with community-based organizations. It's very good to work with them. Our relationships are strengthened. We work with lots of shelters within the area and other providers, whether it's social, mental health, housing providers. And we all know that we lack resources, so it's good to network with these people so that we can share and distribute the resources to our clients more appropriately. And since our relationships have been strengthened, we're able to do public health projects with the shelters and the other providers. An example is the hepatitis A vaccination project. About 2.5 years ago, public health has seen an increase in the hepatitis A outbreaks in the Skid Row area. And so we did this project where we went and collaborated with all the major food providers, and we provided Hep A vaccinations to those food providers, and we're on our second year. The turnover there is very fast with their food service providers, so we have to continue to work with them and vaccinate those individuals. And as you know, there's 2 vaccinations for Hep A, so we have to follow up. We do infection control projects with shelters. We've gotten a lot of reports with outbreaks within the shelters, and most of the time it's because they don't have clear guidelines on infection control practices, and so by working with these shelters, we're able to help them put these in place and hopefully decrease the number of outbreaks and diseases that are transmitted within their agency. And of course, during flu season, we provide flu vaccinations. We do flu clinics for all the patients there. I just want to say that since the inception of this program, the access to healthcare has improved. We are able to provide consultation regarding low-cost and no-cost healthcare programs to the clients in Skid Row. We've established a network of providers so that they can be referred appropriately. We've also arranged transportations for the people who are unable to walk or get to their place. There's a net van that goes around Skid Row and picks them up every half hour. And we also have bus tokens and taxi vouchers available for the clients. If you have any questions, you can go to our website or you can call me. And I think questions are after. So, thank you.
She was right on time.
Yeah, I was looking. I hurried.
Well, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, hold up these little prompts for me.